was a good deal. All that coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At least two people have been killed in tornadoes that swept across southern Oklahoma overnight. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
A number of homes have been destroyed across this region. Estimates are between 5 and 10 homes destroyed.
And today, the Ohio and Tennessee valleys could get a taste of some of that severe weather. Metro's general manager will tell his managers today during a closed-door meeting that they will be held accountable for safety.
Since taking the reins of Metro, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has said people who aren't doing their jobs will be fired. But Fix WMATA's Chris Barnes says so far no one's been given the axe.
Until he actually does it, riders won't believe him. And if riders aren't believing him, you have to think that the folks working there don't believe him.
Barnes says he personally has a list of managers who are dead wood
and really are not providing a service to WMATA or the riders, and they need to be cut out of the organization ASAP.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The legal battle lines have been drawn as the state of North Carolina and the U.S. Justice Department have each sued the other over the state's so-called bathroom law.
Trading accusations of civil rights violations and government overreach.
The legislature and the governor placed North Carolina in direct opposition to federal laws prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex and gender identity.
The state's governor responding to a Justice Department demand to drop the law or amend it with a lawsuit of his own.
We believe a court, rather than a federal agency, should tell our state, our nation, and employers across the country what the law requires.
The most controversial provision bans transgender people from using public bathrooms that do not correspond with the sex listed on their birth certificate.
Correspondent Martin Savage reporting. Could we be seeing a de-escalation of sorts in the infighting in the Republican Party?
Maybe. Donald Trump seeming to ratchet back the rhetoric a little bit yesterday. Paul Ryan seeming to offer an olive branch of sorts, and Republican senators willing to meet with Donald Trump in Washington this week. Unity, not quite yet, but it is a recognition inside the Republican Party that while they might not have the nominee that they wanted, it's the nominee that they now have going forward.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Toby Town in Upper Montgomery County is 3 miles from the nearest bus stop, which Montgomery County says has been holding back that low-income community.
The county council is taking up a proposal today to bring a bus line to Toby Town, which they project would see about 45 riders a day.
It's not inexpensive, but it does seem appropriate.
Transportation Committee Chair Roger Berliner says sometimes it's more important to be socially responsible than fiscally responsible.
In the past, we tried a van that we gave to the community. That didn't work very well. We had voucher program. That didn't work very well.
He says they're open to other options, but
the only one on the table that we have confidence that we can do and that would meet the community's desires and needs.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4,750. Sports, the Nats break out of their slump with a win over the Tigers. O's and Twins rained out, and it's Caps Penguins Game 6 tonight in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lying and distorting the news to help elect another liberal president? Do what I did. Go to TellTheTruth2016.org and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's TellTheTruth2016.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 29. We've been quite busy this morning coming through Fairland. So southbound 29 Columbia Pike. Just as you pass the ICC, you're in that stop and go to get you past Randolph Cherry Hill Road. But down to just one vehicle left remains from that three-car crash. They're waiting for one more tow truck here. It should be on the scene, if not already. Southbound 29 just south of Randolph Cherry Hill Road. Maryland 95, still a bit of a struggle here in pockets of delays. Southbound as you approach and pass Route 100, past 32 again for the volume, and off and on out of Calverton to join on to the outer loop of the Beltway, which slows just past George Avenue, rubbernecking at the inner loop crash. Bethesda inner loop jammed, the crash after Connecticut Avenue before you get to George Avenue. Stay to the right to get by, so we're busy on that stretch of the Maryland Beltway. Wilson Bridge, that's normal backups here as you come around from St. Barnabas Road. 395, the broken down and landmark, that's been cleared on 236 Little River Turnpike westbound at Braddock Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp weather, clouds in and a few showers around. Keep the umbrellas handy. Occasional showers and steadier rain at times. A steady batches of rain mainly south this morning. Showers continue this afternoon, 61. Tonight, 53. More steady rain late. That'll be tomorrow with on and off rain showers. Most of that in the afternoon, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Centerville, 54 in Frederick, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. Still down one justice, the Supreme Court aims for consensus over conflict. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, good on you for doing that. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Robert Costa of the Washington Post, who is... he is in deep with all these politicians, Republicans in town who have been talking and trying to figure out how to unify if they can or if they don't want to behind Trump. He'll give us the latest on that. It's going to be a big week here in Washington with Trump coming into town. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC, he says he's ready to get on board with Donald Trump. Just needs to, you know, work on that trade policy. We'll talk about it. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The legislature and the governor placed North Carolina in direct opposition to federal laws prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex and gender identity. More to the point, they created state-sponsored discrimination against transgender individuals.
I have asked a federal court to clarify what the law actually is.
The battle lines have been drawn over transgendered policy in the administration. The administration suing North Carolina. North Carolina also asking the federal courts to get involved and to clarify the situation. What's going on with all this? A good day for us to have Hans von Spakovsky. He's a former assistant attorney general for the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department back in the day, and he joins us now on the line. Hello, Hans.
Good morning.
It seems to me that Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of these United States, in going after this case in this way, seems to be making the case that this is the civil rights issue of our day. And this is a stretch given the strictures of the law, is it not?
Oh, it is. Look, this is another example of the administration rewriting the law, just like they've done in many other areas, including immigration. That the three statutes that they are citing, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, have absolutely nothing to do with so-called gender identity. What they prevent is discrimination on the basis of sex. In other words, for example, you know, paying a woman less than a man. They have absolutely nothing to do with the claims that are being made here by the government.
So, you're right, it's a total stretch, but let me just, oh God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Let me just be a bit of a devil's advocate for the supporters of this law. They're saying that the law now states that if you are a woman that you cannot go into a man's bathroom, even if you identify and look like a man. In a sense, that is discrimination against your gender, I guess, they're saying, even though there is a perfectly fine bathroom that you could use. Is that discrimination?
No, I mean,
isn't that sort of separate but equal? I'm sorry, I can't even say it with a straight face, but it is separate but equal. Okay, you've both got your own bathrooms, but this one is for men and this one is for women. Isn't that contrary?
No, in fact, what this law in North Carolina does is it bases the bathroom that you use on your biological sex. That is completely non-discriminatory. And if they want the law to if they want federal law to prevent that, then what they have to do is go to Congress and get them to change the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That has not been done. Instead, the president and the attorney general are trying to rewrite the law to cover something that it doesn't cover.
Well, that's right, and this is what this administration does. If they don't like a law, they choose not to enforce it. If they have a law on the books, they want to reinterpret it in a way that changes the original intent of that law. And this is their playbook. This is what they do.
Yeah, and let me tell you something that's very interesting. Look, back when remember the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment? Back then, people were saying, oh my gosh, if we pass that, it'll lead to integrated bathrooms. Guess who wrote published a piece in the Washington Post back in 1975 saying, no way, that's not going to require this? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's now on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Interesting.
So, just one follow-up. What's going to happen if this case ever gets taken to court and run up the appellate system? I mean, where would it fall, and how does that court, how might they shape up against or for this particular interpretation of the law?
Well, one of the reasons that the administration's gone after North Carolina is that, because remember, other laws like Mississippi have passed similar laws, is because North Carolina is in the Fourth Circuit,
yes,
U.S. Court
thinking.
Of Appeals, and Obama has completely reshaped that appellate district. It now is filled with his nominees. They outnumber the more conservative judges on the court, so he believes that they will go his way, and he's hoping by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, there will be five liberal justices who will uphold what the administration
and has that to was do. My larger point. I mean, if this goes right now, I mean, with a split Supreme Court, the lower court ruling would stand. If a Democrat is elected president, then she will appoint someone obviously more liberal than would the conservative candidate, the Republican candidate. And that means that this election is really important to deciding this particular matter.
Oh, absolutely it is. This and so many other cases where one vote made the difference. Like, remember, look, the only reason we have a Second Amendment right now is because there was a fifth vote on the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold it.
Now, what's interesting, and this has been pointed out by David French this morning, your colleague over at National Review, that LGBT activists have been pushing for a law for years now. They've been pushing for a thing called ENDA, right?
Right.
This is a specific law. ENDA includes lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender, and it envelops them into all of these provisions in the civil rights law. They've been pushing it for 20 years. Even when they had Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barack Obama writing laws, they couldn't get it passed. So doesn't that sort of undermine the Justice Department's efforts here to suggest that this already is established law, because they haven't been able to pass the law that would have made it established law?
It absolutely does. But look, Loretta Lynch and the president, they don't care. I mean, they've made it plain, really, it's just a sign of their arrogance, that when the law doesn't do what they want it to do, they are willing to just come up and say, well, we think that this interpretation is the correct one, and they rewrite it.
What? So now, you just said that the Obama administration believes that this appeals court may be in the tank for them, but isn't it true that they just lost a voting rights decision by that same court?
No, that was at the district court level.
Oh, I see.
And that was in North Carolina. Yeah, the voter ID law in North Carolina got upheld, but they believe, I'm sure, that the Fourth Circuit will overturn it.
What would the timeline be on this, Hans von Spakovsky?
Listen, the state legislature and the governor's office have both filed suits for declaratory judgment action. I'm sure they're going to immediately file motions asking for a preliminary injunction against what the Obama administration is doing. So we could know at least temporarily in the next couple of weeks.
All right, great. That's unbelievable. The way
Hans, great stuff. It really is very scary how these people operate.
You would agree now that this is no longer about bathrooms. This is about the fundamental rights of the federal government and the Constitution. Right?
Oh, yeah. That is what it boils down to.
Cool. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Hans. It is now 7:15 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, sigh of relief. A little bit of volume still to deal with, but lanes have been reopened on Maryland's 29 southbound. Delays near the ICC to get past Randolph Cherry Hill Road, but that three-car crash finally cleared out of the travel lanes. Beltway in Bethesda continues to grow with these delays here. The crash on the inner loop as you head on the eastbound stretch of the Beltway between Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue, right near the curves of the Mormon Temple. Left side for the accident. Outer loop, you're rubbernecking to get by, so the extended delays on the outer loop side. 270, it's been about the volume through Urbana, down to Clarksburg, and now into Rockville. But again, just that stop and go, and nothing reported along the way. Did a double check for you on the George Washington Parkway with delays southbound passing 123, but U.S. Park Police say nope, just the volume, not working any incidents there. That's good. Across the 14th Street Bridge, heavy onto the southeast-southwest freeway. On the westbound side of the freeway near 6th Street, report of a crash just coming in. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be rainy today. We got scattered showers this morning and then steady rain in spots later this afternoon. High of 61 degrees. And then tonight, showers and then steady rain overnight, low of 53 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then off and on rain showers during the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 67. Right now, 58 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:17 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Yeah, isn't that right, Tim? She said, who's Tim, by the way? That was at a town hall, Hillary Clinton, a couple of months ago in Ohio.
Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Yeah, now don't forget that last week in West Virginia, Hillary tried to walk that back a bit.
You know, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because been talking about...
What a load of crap that is.
Well, today is the day for West Virginians statewide to be able to let Hillary Clinton know exactly what a load of crap that is, as the polls are open there in the Mountaineer State. It is the Mountaineer State, isn't it? I think it is. And they are...
It's almost heaven. West Virginia.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. They're going to be deciding whether Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders will be their Democratic nominee for president. The Republican side is pretty much locked up anyway. You'll remember famously last week, Donald Trump said, you don't have to go vote. And then he immediately said, no, I do mean vote, because, of course, there are other elections going on. And also, really, do we want a public official to suggest to people that they not vote? Probably not. So, but Donald Trump is poised to lock up all of the Republican delegates today in West Virginia. There's also a vote going on in Nebraska. Nebraska originally seen as a state that Ted Cruz could win. We'll see how those numbers actually come out, if people will go ahead die hard and come out for Cruz. And anyway, but right now, Bernie Sanders has about 45% of the pledged delegates. Take those superdelegates out of the way. He's got 45%, but that's not nearly enough at this point, at this late in the game, to actually do a serious challenge on the floor. I don't see how he can, but you know, Hillary's going to be the nominee, but we have to let the whole process play out, I suppose. Yeah. Right?
Right.
I mean, she is going to be the nominee.
Yeah, I mean, it seems certain.
Meanwhile, get this, Hillary Clinton has received more Wall Street donations than any other candidate, Democrat or Republican, combined. Combined. And more than half of her donations from Wall Street, half of her donations in March were from Wall Street, either the companies or the employees or people, the top people there. That's up 32%. From last year, and 33% in January. So she's really racking up the Wall Street money. Basically, Wall Street is picking Hillary over Trump at this point. Not sure what to make of that. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly yesterday appeared on that Kelly and Michael show. Michael's still on there, isn't he? He's sort of, they got him on a leash, but he's there. And she is debuting some clips of her Donald Trump interview. So she's already had this interview. Explain this to me. It's not going to air until next Tuesday, 1 week from today. But they're rolling out all these clips of this interview. Now, you're a broadcast journalist, or and you used to be a television broadcast journalist. Can you explain this to me? Because it seems to me that the way news cycles go, by the time I see this interview, a whole lot of stuff is going to happen between now and then.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of a weird thing?
Why
let it sit in the can like
that? In this
that?
Particular case, it'd be interesting to see what kind of thing she goes after in the interviews, and what they release is just, you know, it's just little tidbits, little tasty appetizers.
I understand, but when you're interviewing a news figure, you're going to talk about news, it seems, I guess I'm not making my point. It just seems like this interview.
You're talking about the news.
If you've got news, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Why wait a week and show it to us a week from now and tease us along? It makes it less newsworthy. Anyway, here's a clip of an exchange between Trump and Megyn that they have thrown out there.
You seem to stay angry for months.
Yeah.
Was that real or was that strategy?
Well, I'm a real person. See, I do have a theory that, you know, when somebody does it, and this could happen again with us. I mean, it could be even doing this particular interview. I have great respect for you that you were able to call me and say, let's get together and let's talk. To me, I would not have done that. I don't say that as an, you know, as a positive. I think it's a negative for me. And you walk into Trump Tower, we didn't have, like, on a neutral site or over at Fox or something. That would be a whole different thing, and I wouldn't have done it.
I think the doormen are still recovering.
I think the whole building's recovering. You know, people are going like, this can't be possible, right?
I said it when they announced it, and I still maintain that I believe that this interview of Donald Trump with Megyn Kelly will be seen as a redemptive moment for Trump in many people's eyes. And based on the tone of that exchange that they released, I feel even more confident.
Seems pretty friendly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, a lot of people who, and this is going to, and they're hyping this thing up, and there's going to be a lot of viewers, and they're going to tune in to see the fireworks, and you say, he's a pussycat. What's the big ogre they've been telling us about?
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
I could be wrong. 722 on WMAL.
No, not you, Larry. No, never. Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later. You know what? We're going to talk about this in just a moment. We've had a lot of rain. A lot of rain. And when these rains come, if you notice that the water's coming over the top of your gutters and it's falling onto the ground below, splat, splat, splat. You know what that is? That actually might be the sound of your home foundation being damaged or the soil being washed away from your house. This is not a good thing. And this would not happen if you had the leaf guard system because the gutters were never clogged. They'd never overflow. I mean, the leaf guard one-piece covered gutter system works. It is perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves and debris on the outside. They do not clog. They have a lifetime no clog warranty. If they ever did clog, which they won't, you just call and they'll come and fix it. And you don't have to climb the ladder. You don't have to put yourself at risk. You don't have to clean those gutters and that, it, by the way, a nasty job ever again. And if all those things sound good to you, and they should because it's a great system, here's something that should make it even better. This month, this is a big deal, 75% off labor. That's right. Get 75% off the cost of labor and a $200 Visa gift card if you make a qualified purchase. Schedule your free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate online today. Here's where you go for information. GuttersMaryland.com. One more time. GuttersMaryland.com. Did you get that? GuttersMaryland.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or used vehicle at Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, they're trying to clear this crash. Maryland Beltway heading through Bethesda is jammed to try to get past Connecticut Avenue. Crash, they were clearing to the shoulder. Now the topside outer loop is going to slow before 95 and around to look at the scene of the crash right near the curves of the temple there. South on 29 improving. The crash south of Randolph Cherry Hill Road, that has been cleared. That was a mess with three-car crash, but now starting to see that movement. On 270, through Urbana, Hyattstown, slowing, Germantown and Rockville, heavy. Those are just the morning rush hour delays. 355, however, is a crash. If you're coming out of the Frederick area, southbound 355, just south of Route 80. Watch for police direction to get you around that crash very slowly. No problems to report on Route 7 eastbound earlier crash at Palisades. That's been cleared quickly, so through Sterling, a bit better pace. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now, from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain streak continuing with occasional showers in our forecast on this Tuesday. Not much into measurable precipitation. Some of that rain steady at times. 61 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 degrees at 7:27.
Hey, you know what? If you were among those who said, "You gosh, we've had a lot of rain here lately," and you think, "I can't ever remember a time where it rained more than it's rained recently," you would be right. Because in the history of weather measurements in the District of Columbia, the most consecutive days that it's ever rained until now was 10.
Hmm.
10. There's several days. I mean, in 1926, in 1921, It rained 10 days in a row. Back in the 1930s, In 1938 and 1973, it rained 10 days. In 2015, it rained 9 days. And there are a lot of days where it rained 9 days in a row.
Yeah.
You know how many days it has rained in a row?
How many?
Today is the 13th day.
Yep, and tomorrow will be 14, according to our forecast.
Because it's going to rain tomorrow, too, right.
However, let's just be clear. Measurable rains means something more than 0.01 inch. So
right.
It has been raining, but not a whole lot. It's not that bad.
Well, some days it has.
Yeah,
other days it's been just a little bit.
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. Have you ever tried those jelly things you buy in the same place you get your toothpaste and surprise, surprise, they don't work? You can't get real pain relief off the rack because the rack doesn't know a thing about the kind of pain you have, the shoes you wear, the stuff you do. Come on, you gotta fight foot pain and plantar fasciitis with real orthotics. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. They have plenty of sizes and types of orthotics to fit your feet, your shoes, and your lifestyle. Get your life back. Stop suffering with foot pain. Go to the Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Susan from California.
Being an EMT and a triathlete, I wouldn't be able to do it without Zim's Max Freeze.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Every day I'm very grateful to have my Zim's Max Freeze. I love your product. I don't know what I would be doing right now without it, honestly.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAL, Eli Lake,
from Bloomberg View will join us. Get his response on the Obama administration's deputy national security advisor saying, yeah, all these people who cover foreign policy here in D.C., they're all a bunch of know-nothing kids. Well, we'll talk to Eli Lake and get his response and whether he thinks the media was manipulated in passing the Iran nuclear deal. All that coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Massive tornadoes tore across Oklahoma last night, killing at least two people. But given the size of the tornadoes, officials say it could have been a lot worse.
Storm chasers in Oklahoma witnessed a trail of destruction.
The houses through here, there are several from memory, and yeah, they are all just, they're just gone.
Hail the size of tennis balls was reported, and at least one tornado is estimated to have been about a mile wide. The threat so severe that the National Weather Service issued a tornado emergency, an enhanced warning given when large tornadoes threaten heavily populated areas. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Polls are open in West Virginia in that state's primary election, and this time around Hillary Clinton may be the underdog.
The people of this state still remember, they say, Hillary Clinton saying to CNN's town hall in March that she would shut down the mines and coal miners would be out of jobs. Now, she said that she misspoke and that what she really is proponent of is bringing new industry to West Virginia. And the question is, Bernie Sanders, he has supported the coal industry, although also saying that new industry comes into the state, and that's what he supports.
Correspondent Gene Casares. Meanwhile, ahead of his first big meeting day after tomorrow with House Speaker Paul Ryan, Donald Trump has been spending a lot of time explaining.
A full day yesterday, really, of Donald Trump explaining, trying to clarify, on some cases trying to backtrack on his economic proposals. It's not necessarily something we saw a lot during the primary, and that's very interesting, because if you talk to Hillary Clinton's advisors, that is what they want to do in the days, weeks, and months ahead in this general election campaign. Tie him up day after day on policy issues.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,706. The NASDAQ at 4,750. Sports, the Nats get a walk-off pinch-hit home run from Clint Robinson to beat the Tigers. The O's and Twins rained out. Steven Strasburg gets a new seven-year deal. NHL, the Caps try to even their series tonight against the Penguins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never, ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe, to the very core of my being, that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News brought to top this morning at Metro.
Julie Wright with
again,
traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so
your
you're
day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So no matter where you say good morning.
Good morning, Marlo Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25 on ABC 7.
Are you a nurse? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. It's National Nurses Week, and at Edelman Financial Services, we're big fans of nurses. You work hard every day to care for others. Now, let us help you take care of your financial future. Because you're a nurse, my colleagues at Edelman Financial will give you your own financial plan, and we'll do it for you for free. Tell us when you want to retire, and we'll produce a plan for you, showing where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there. We provide financial planning for thousands of people, and now it's your chance. In fact, whether you're a nurse or not, schedule an appointment to talk with the advisors of Edelman Financial at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RIC.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it. All you have to do is point. We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy in Virginia on 66 coming eastbound before you get to the Beltway before 123. Right in the center, crews dealing with a crash. 395, it's a broken down car, and it looks like only the left lane gets by right as you come off of the Beltway at Edsel Road. So stay to the far left to get by. They're trying to protect that car and keep everyone out of that right lane, too. That's what it looks like. Then beyond, new accident just popped up as you head across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Do watch response heading there as well. DC 295, bunched up in each direction, and that is just at a crawl to go in on the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel along the right. A lot of people bailing out on 295 North and taking inbound Douglas Bridge. So a lot of your neighbors there as well heading towards South Capitol Street. At Beltway each direction through Largo, stop and go toward 214 Central Avenue, but lanes open. Lanes now open leaving Bethesda, but the inner loop still slow past Connecticut Avenue, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain streak continuing with occasional showers in our forecast on this Tuesday. Not much into measurable precipitation. Some of that rain steady at times. 61 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 60 in Alexandria, 59 in La Plata, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be talking to Robert Costa with the Washington Post. That's at the top of the 8 o'clock hour about 2016 and all the politics and the Donald coming to town to meet with Republicans. And are they going to kiss and make up? Will there be unity? Robert Costa, 8:05. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The United States has been able to resolve the most pressing nuclear non-proliferation concern that we had when we came into office. We've been able to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
That is Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes back during the discussions over the Iran nuclear deal, sort of spinning the idea that, you know, they're triumphant in keeping Iran from getting any sort of nuclear material and moving toward a nuclear bomb. This is relevant in the news today because there was an article in the New York Times Magazine this weekend that had Ben Rhodes saying, yeah, we were able to really spin some of these journalists. By the way, Josh Earnest yesterday at the White House had to respond to that.
There has been an attempt by opponents of the Iran deal to suggest that somehow the effort to protect the deal was based solely on spin.
Well, I'm sorry, those weren't opponents of the... the deal. They were suggesting that it was the president's own guy, Ben Rhodes, that suggested that in this article. All right, joining us right now, Eli Lake of Bloomberg View. Eli, you were there. You've been in the room. You've dealt with these guys. What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to say about it, but I would say that, you know, I mean, it's not just, I mean, there's several specific things that I think would count in the sort of spin and massaging the facts category. Remember, Ben Rhodes went on television and said, of course, there would be anytime, anywhere inspections. We now learn there's no such thing in the Iran agreement. Another kind of spin that I think is getting less attention than it should is that in 2012, when he was running against Mitt Romney, Barack Obama said that the red line for the United States was dismantling the actual program, removing the centrifuges that were built illegally by Iran. In defiance of UN Security Council resolutions.
Right.
the deal that was ended up being signed allowed Iran to keep their entire nuclear infrastructure for the most part, with only a few exceptions in terms of modifications of some of the facilities. That's a huge, huge difference. And it's, I think, the difference between allies like Israel supporting the deal versus allies like Israel really trying to sink the deal against a lot of odds in Congress, because they never submitted this to the treaty. And the person who kind of was responsible for a no-holds-barred campaign to win congressional and public approval of this deal, which, by the way, congressional majorities rejected the deal, and so did majorities of Americans in terms of public opinion, but because they decided this was not a treaty, it was able to sort of go through. But that was Ben Rhodes. And Ben Rhodes' argument at the time, if you remember, over the summer, was not, kind of nuanced policy wonk argument. It was, if you don't support this deal, then you must want war. And the people who don't support this deal are the same people responsible for the Iraq War, which was, again, the kind of stuff that you would expect, I think, from like a real partisan blogger at Daily Coast or something like that, but not from the White House. But that's how the White House decided to play that game. And now I think finally there is a very revealing profile that shows kind of how Ben Rhodes did it and the echo chamber that went along with it.
Well, and so when you hear all this, I mean, it seems to suggest to us that Ben Rhodes, a man who is said to speak for the president and understand the president's mind, is just not playing by the rules that we expect in Washington. He's not being straightforward. He's trying to manipulate the news and has not been an honest broker in this process.
Well, I would say all White House's spin.
Yeah, I mean, that's expected, right?
Been pretty hard. And but the irony here, of course, is that when the Aung San regime spun the arguments for the Iraq War, and then that was later sort of evaluated and scrutinized, it was people like Ben Rhodes who concluded, oh man, the entire foreign policy establishment are a bunch of morons, that Bush is a liar, and that is really how Obama was able to come to power. It's interesting that his signature foreign policy achievement, which, by the way, is not much of an achievement in the sense that the Iranians are still implacably hostile, and we'll see how long this deal lasts, used the same kind of campaign tactics that, you know, Bush was accused of using. You know, and finally, I would just say that, you know, Ben Rhodes and Barack Obama like to think of themselves as these sort of lonely, free-thinking, independent spirits challenging the groupthink of Washington, when cutting a deal with Iran is the most banal and conventional foreign policy establishment outcome that one could think of. I mean, this is something that was supported by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, Jessica Matthews of the Carnegie Endowment, the vice president of Boeing. I mean, this is a very establishment idea, the Iran deal, and their portrayal of themselves, I think, is a kind of self-delusion, as if this is this really radical breakthrough. It's something that the Council on Foreign Relations crowd has wanted to do for many, many years, and they finally got a president who was willing to give up a lot of American red lines on nonproliferation in order to accomplish it.
I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, a spin. It's another thing to just outright lie. I mean, that is something, when you spin, it has to be somewhat based in truth, doesn't it?
Well, I think, okay, so the use of the word lie in this particular case, I think that what we need to really find out, and we still haven't got a definitive answer on this, exactly when did President Obama give up the red line of the nuclear infrastructure, because it's also very important. If he gave that up in 2012 when the negotiations actually began, if they signaled to the Iranians, we're willing to bend on this despite what the president is saying during the reelection campaign and in debates with Mitt Romney, well, that's a very, very serious lie. And if you remember, when these negotiations were finally acknowledged in 2013, they still made it seem like they were negotiating, you know, that the goal of the U.S. was to have the Iranians give up most of their infrastructure, which they ended up not giving up. That's the thing, is that they disconnected the centrifuges, but they kept them in place. They never had to get rid of the facility that they built inside of a mountain in a place called Qom. So these are really significant issues. At what point did Obama accept that he wanted a deal pretty much at all costs, and he was willing to kind of cave on those issues? And what, or were these really hard-fought, you know, things that they tried to negotiate and they went back and forth? And I think it'll take probably several years. But to me, that's the thing that I'm looking at most closely.
Eli, we got to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. Eli Lake of Bloomberg View. Coming up, we'll tell you about a magazine who's really upset that Captain America is straight. It's 744.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you serious about selling your home? You need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. You see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he'll buy it. That's right. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises, and some, you know, even try to copy Frank. But they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle, with over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Now, Hannah needed to sell her mother's and help her mother downsize and look to Frank Prindle to help her sell their three-level Bethesda townhome. Now, leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above list. All agents are not the same. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia on 66, boy, this is escalating, this crash. Eastbound has come up to 123. Now that fire and rescue units are on the scene. Oh, and they're pulling away as I speak. I was going to say only the left lane getting by, but it looks like they're allowing three lanes to get by, so just blocking that far right green arrow lane. So, okay, some improvement here. 66 before you get to the Beltway, before you get to 123, but still very active with the fire trucks there. Watch for these delays growing out of Centerville. Now, still with the fire trucks, 395 as you pass Edsel Road. Initially reported as just a broken down car, but now fire and medical emergency crews are there. Only the left lane getting by. On the inbound 14th Street Bridge in the center for the crash. Fire trucks called to a report of maybe a truck fire on the Maryland Beltway outer loop right at the exit for River Road. You'll see that activity. The fire trucks rolled up to the scene and they crowd that far right lane. Watch for delays coming off of the 270 spur and the Beltway in Bethesda. It's about making a recovery now. Lanes open, inner loop past Connecticut Avenue, but still the activity from the earlier crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Measurable rainfall as we go through today. Some showers with some steady rain at times today, 61. And that steady rainfall is going to be south this morning. Showers this evening, steady rain overnight, 53. Cloudy with more showers tomorrow, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by B&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Is there anything more macho than superheroes? I would think not, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Although, let's face it, now that we've learned so much about the Village People and their offstage exploits, let's face it, a whole lot of macho going on there, right? I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway, Captain America and Iron Man.
Those are dudes.
There's some macho going on.
Yeah, there's
right?
some macho
you
going on.
You got your Captain Steve Rogers, you got your Tony Stark, and of course Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, who has been a central figure in the Captain America mythology over the last several films and plays a pivotal role in this latest blockbuster movie, Civil War. Except Vanity Fair and writer over there has taken issue with the relationship.
Really?
He thinks that the one lamentable flaw in an otherwise great movie is the lamentable heterosexual virility of Captain America.
What?
Yes. Apparently, this writer thinks that it's a big problem that they emphasize that Captain America is straight. They said that the bonding between Bucky and Steve is such a great relationship. It's obvious that there are gay undertones, this writer claims. And they don't like the fact that Captain Rogers there actually kisses a woman at one point. I guess that, you know,
What is wrong with these people?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. They want to remake our culture and just sort of push their agenda into everything that we do. If we haven't figured that out by now.
Are they suggesting that two guys can't be close friends?
Right.
And that they're, you know, there can
even... childhood buddies
there can
the
even be, you know, as there is between you and I sometimes, a bromance. Mm. I mean, we, you know, we like each other. We love each other.
I would not use the word bromance. Well, okay, well, I don't like that word,
you don't
actually.
Like it. Well, I think,
no, it makes me relatively uncomfortable at this very moment,
Brian. We have a certain love for one
another. I need you to pull back on that right now.
I'm not going to do it. I love you, man. I love you. But what I'm saying is, you know, we have, you know, you can be a close friend. You can have somebody that you greatly admire and that you love in every way, like a brother.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't have to be gay.
Yeah. Well, listen, they think that the devotion that these two show each other and the commitment that they show each other, and it's true. I mean, their relationship is a pivotal part of this whole thing. They're both willing to die for each other. They're willing to throw everything away for each other. And I guess what they would want over at Vanity Fair is, you know, after finally defeating the bad guys, they want Captain America and Bucky to turn to each other and, you know, toss the shield around a bit, as it were. You know what I'm saying? Peel back the mask a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Show a little bit of a superpower.
Stop it. Now you're making
right
me uncomfortable.
Right here and now.
No, you're making me uncomfortable.
I'll show you something that you can marvel at. It's 751 on WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Zimmerman left field.
A hot bat at home.
And Ryan gets the job done.
Frame the game. Nationals, Tigers. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Jonathan Papelbon.
Got him looking on a fastball.
Averages 10 strikeouts per 9 innings pitched.
Got it.
Frame the game. Nationals, Tigers. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
7:53, time to check in with your money at the CNBC News Desk. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
You're going to pad your portfolio just a bit today. Stocks are set to rise this morning because China promised to do more to help its economy. The feds are investigating Citadel and KCG. Those are two companies that manage electronic stock trading. The Justice Department is concerned they may not be giving small investors a fair stock trading shake. Small business owners are feeling more confident for the first time in 4 months, although they do worry about slowing sales and qualified workers. Lumber Liquidators stock will get nailed. The company sold less flooring and lost four times as much money. Dean Foods stock will rise, even though milk sales fell and its market share fell. On the plus side, milk costs were down, and Dean is buying Friendly's ice cream business. And court documents show Uber drivers in California and Massachusetts would have been owed about $730 million for expenses if they had not been classified as employees and not contractors. Drivers have sued to be put on the payroll at Uber and Lyft. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I wish these bags under my eyes would go away. Is that you every day when you look in the mirror? If you want your bags to go away, don't just keep staring at them and wishing them away. No, do something about it, right? You don't want to see them anymore. Get rid of them. Call Chamonix. Get Genucel. Genucel, by the way, works. It uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment. It specifically targets bags and puffiness. It's all natural, and it works for men and women. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours. You get your money back. And over and above all of those things, Chamonix, the maker of Genucel, has extended their Mother's Day super sale just for you. They can do that. They're Chamonix. They can say, hey, Mother's Day is over. Not with us. We're going to extend the sale. That's what they're going to do. Right now, they're going to double your order for free. Like that. They're also going to throw in their best-selling La Sance neck treatment, absolutely free, just like that. But you got to do it now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. The sale is going to be gone pretty soon before you know it, in fact. So just order it now, 800-525-2720,
800-525-2720. 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 through Stafford, Dale City, still seeing a lot of that stop and go. And just like Larry O'Connor, like that, 395, looks like everything to the right shoulder, right as you come past Edsel Road. You'll still see, though, I see a VDOT truck arrow board, but it looks like all of your lanes have been reopened. Beyond, over the 14th Street Bridge, the crash had been in the center. 66, we're still quite busy here with this incident. Eastbound 66, before you get to the Beltway, before you get to the exit for 123, along the right side for the crash, very slow as 50, just to merge into that jammed Beltway traffic. The 270 spur at a crawl, that's because up ahead, as you come up to the exit for River Road, incident along the right side. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, a few rain showers around. May get some steady rain at times, especially south, and the showers will continue into the afternoon, and high temperatures only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
61 degrees at 7:57.
Does your timeshare feel like that late-night infomercial product you couldn't resist? Promises not delivered on, pricing too good to be true? Well, lucky for you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy or sell or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today with offices right here in Towson and Arlington. You'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with Sedation Dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health will make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
In the email investigation, you're not going to believe whose emails are now missing. Also, Robert Costa talking about 2016 politics.
Also, Larry Kudlow will be here at CNBC.
WMAL-FM.